The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. I'm Kevin Kelly. On today's show, we'll be having, coming up, one of the singers in the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan's production of the musical Oklahoma, which actually started last week, and it runs through July 10th. They also are presenting a children's show called Rescuing Rapunzel. And there's a performance of that today, although it's probably a morning show, so that one is actually over. But that continues through July 9th, and we'll be hearing about both of those shows on today's program, and a mix of other music that I've collected as over the 2.5 years we've had this show from artists who have been on the program performing locally. Some of them are local performers. In fact, others, including our next performers, were guests in the area. Cellist Matt Heimovitz was with the Heartland Festival Orchestra very recently, and that's in Peoria. And his disc called Meeting of the Spirits was performed with his ensemble of cellos, who are students of his, called Uccello. And arrangements here by David Sanford of various performances, of various pieces coming from the jazz world, including this one by Miles Davis. It's called Half Nelson. Music by Miles Davis called Half Nelson, and an arrangement by David Sanford for cellos. The ensemble is called Uccello, and their teacher was the featured cellist Matt Heimovitz from their disc called Meeting of the Spirits, Jazz Milestones Reimagined for a Big Band of Cellos, is how it's called here. And you can find more information on that and other CDs involving Matt Heimovitz on his label called Oxingale, Oxingale, and Matt Heimovitz performed in Peoria with the Heartland Festival Orchestra recently. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and part of today's show will simply be playing some CDs that have been brought into me by guests we've either had on the show performing with us or who I talked with on the show who were performing elsewhere. And one of the guests who performed on our show was a group called Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. They were playing, I believe, at, to be honest, I'm forgetting if it was the Castle Theater in Bloomington or the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Both are wonderful performance venues and great places to see lots of different kinds of shows. Pokey Lafarge were in the South City Three were in Bloomington, and they were on our show within the last several months. And this is a disc that actually is a promotional one. We're going to hear the first of two cuts on here. It's called Chitlin Cookin' Time in Cheatham County.
In the hills way down in Tennessee, you will find it in the book. It is known as geography. It's not famous for its ponies. It's not famous for its mining nor steel. But you know there are chitlins cooking way down there in them Cheatham County hills. It's chitlin cooking time in Cheatham County. I'll be calling in them Cheatham County hills, and I'll pick my Cheatham County chitlin cooker so that I can get my chitlin fill. We'll an art to chitlin' cooking. And all them chitlin' cooks, they must master it by practice. Man, you know it ain't written down there in no book. Way down in Cheatham County, way down, way down, way down, way down. When they chillin' fuck the time in Cheatham County,
Cheatham County,
that's exactly where I want to be. Talking time in Cheatham County, I'll be calling the damn Cheatham County here. And I'll pick my Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, then I can get my chitlin' fill.
Apologies, there's an issue with this CD, apparently, and I kept hoping it would sort of skip through its issues, and it didn't do that. Pokey Lafarge and the South City 3, you got a little bit of an idea of what they sound like if you didn't happen to hear them when they were on our show some months ago, and I don't know when they'll be around our area again, but I hope it won't be too long, because they were a lot of fun. Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County is the name of that song. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up, we'll be hearing from the fellow who plays Curly in the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Oklahoma, which is happening through this weekend at the Little Theater in the Square in Sullivan, Illinois. Actually goes through Sunday. And we'll also be hearing about a children's program that they have going on simultaneously. Hope that you will stay with us. Here's another group that has been on our show performing live, and they're going to be back in Urbana coming up later on this summer, I believe. And they're called the Honey Dew Drops. And this is, they are together, Laura Wortman and Kagi Parrish, if I remember that that's how he says his name, Kagi Parrish. And they're heard here in a tune called Amaranth. It's the first tune on their CD called These Old Roots. Apologies, I gave away somebody who we're going to be hearing a little later. That's the wrong CD. Where this is the Honey Dew Drops now singing this song called Amaranth. Thank you.
much of my youth never really stays. I should be content to be here for too long. Now I'm old, all alone, wishing I were gone. One red bloom and the rest are always more. It's only some flowers, wish I'd something more. Wish I'd something
Dewdrops, who have been on our show before. They're from Virginia, and they are Keke Parrish and Laura Wortman. They write their own tunes in an older style. It's called Amaranth, and from their disc called These Old Roots. They're going to be back in our area in August, August the 10th in Champaign at Techline. They were... Well, I don't remember how long ago they were here, but they played in our studio in advance of their performing in our area. And that's what this show is about, live and local, is to showcase performers who are both from these parts performing around here, but also performers who are from elsewhere who play around here in various venues, including... Coming up next, some musicians that I leaked just a moment ago by accident who were playing on the Piper's Hut concert series. That's based here in Champaign-Urbana and nearly always traditional Irish music, occasionally other types of Celtic music. And we're going to hear the fiddler, Matt Kranich, and accordion player Jackie Daly from their disc called The Living Stream. And this is a pair of jigs called The Tenpenny Bit and Art O'Keefe's. Thank you. fiddler Matt Kranich and accordionist Jackie Daly from their disc The Living Stream. We heard two jigs, the Tenpenny Bit and Art O'Keefe's. They were on the Piper's Hut concert series in Champaign-Urbana back in April. And we didn't have them live on our show. I don't think we had them live on our show, but certainly did talk with them both on the program. And or did they? You know, I can't remember if they played live. Well, in any event, they certainly played live in our area. And also playing live in our area is the show Oklahoma, Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with the fellow who plays Curly, hearing from him and also hearing about another show at the Little Theater that is especially designed for young people. Hope you'll stay with us on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And that was the overture to the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Oklahoma, from a concert production, I believe, that featured Nelson Eddy in the role of Curly McLean, who is the love interest of Laurie Williams, and probably most of you know the story and have seen the show, I imagine. We have with us on the show today the fellow who's playing Curly in the current production at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, which actually opened last week and is running through July the 10th with various shows during the week. I'll run those down, or I'll get John Stevens to do it. John is the executive director of the Little Theater, and it's always a pleasure to welcome John here. And sometimes he brings folks with him, and sometimes he doesn't, and sometimes he surprises me with who he brings with him, including last time, where you brought one of the original cast folks from Cats.
Yes.
Who was performing with you in a different role than she reprised. But we have a different role than she debuted.
Yes, originated, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. But Matt Gibson is here in the role of Curly, and thanks very much for coming up.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Where are you originally from, Matt?
I'm from Rhode Island originally, and I live in New York now.
People are actually from Rhode Island?
Yeah, I'm one of the few.
Trying to think if I've met anybody else from Rhode Island.
I don't think I have either.
Big kid from the little state, that's what they say.
I just saw a musical last weekend called 1787, which was a brand new musical created right here in these parts that was about the creating of the U.S. Constitution. Uh-huh. And Rhode Island was the state that never was represented in the proceedings there, apparently, unless I'm forgetting the story. But somehow they never turned up.
Oh, I know 1776, that musical.
That's
there, Rhode Island's in there somewhere.
But Rhode Island, I don't remember if they show up or not.
I'm not sure.
The 1787 show, they picked up, you know, there were certain elements that were clearly references to 1776, including that the folks from North Carolina couldn't ever decide. Somebody couldn't decide in 1776, and in this case it was North Carolina. But anyway, I digress just a little bit. So you're now in New York and mm-hmm. making your way there.
I am, yeah.
And did you, I know that sometimes Little Theater does auditions and sometimes folks are invited. So what was your route to this production?
Mine was a referral that I did the national tour of Oklahoma, the first national, and I had worked with a fellow who choreographed at the theater last year who referred me for the role when they were looking for a Curly.
And he must have thought pretty well
of
what you were doing. Do you see yourself as Curly in real life? I mean, some affinity for this character? Or not?
Yeah, definitely an affinity. I think he's a great character. I hope I'm not as cocky as he is, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff that matches general outlook. I don't know, both optimists, I guess, and yeah.
Is that what you'd say about Curly?
Yeah, he is. He starts the show with "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning," which we'll be singing in a little bit. And yeah, he's like, he's down to earth. He's not like a flighty optimist at all, but he's pretty positive guy, and he has a way of getting what he wants, you know, charming people and winning.
Not least Laurie Williams.
That's right, Laurie Williams.
Who he's after pretty much the whole time. I actually can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen the show. He gets her fairly early, doesn't he?
Well, with the you see right away they kind of like each other, yeah. and then it. There's a long, you know, there's another character involved, kind of a love triangle that happens, and eventually he wins her over.
Yeah. Is this a show that you saw when you were young, or did you get exposed to it later?
Well, this is my third time playing Curly. I played it twice when I was young, like in children's theater.
Really?
So it's funny to do a role 14 years later.
So somebody must see an affinity.
Someone must, yeah.
If you keep getting the role, I mean, they could have given you... Judd Fry. You don't look like Judd, but I don't know what that means. He's the bad guy. Will Parker. Did you ever play any of the roles?
Of the other roles? No, I covered Will and I covered Curly on the tour, which meant I understudied both of them on the tour. I could see myself as a Will as well, mm-hmm. Depending on the age of everyone.
And he is a flighty character.
He is. I hope I'm smarter than Will.
We probably should get you to close your ears and get John to talk about what he thinks of all that.
I think he's dead on with it. He really is a great Curly in the show. And the way our show works is we've taken a little liberty with it. It's a little rougher. It's actually a lot rougher than the original. Oh, yeah. There's Traylon, our artistic director, Traylon Doler, said that his goal with this show was there to be no gingham in the show. So it's not the classic look that you would see of Laurie coming out in the beautiful blue gingham dress. There's no gingham at all. It's very earthy. It's very real. There's some fantastic fight scenes in it. I mean, the one at the end with the girls is fantastic, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The fight scene with the
girls?
With
the girls, yes. With
Gertie and with Ado Annie.
Yeah.
Have a fight at the end.
And it's just the show... is really well cast, but it's very much an ensemble piece as well. The ensemble is so strong in this show, and people are really enjoying it. And it's there's actual dirt and hay and things on the stage, real corn in the set, and apple trees on the stage, and it's a beautiful, beautiful set. Probably the most beautiful set that I've had on my stage since I've been there. Really gorgeous, amazing mural from that time period that we recreated. That's on a set of four giant barn doors, and
you can climb the whole set.
Yeah, the set gets applause at the beginning of the show. Some nights, I mean, it's amazing. But the orchestrations we've redone for it. It's now violin and banjo, bass, guitar, piano, and drums. And took all of the brass out of it. Mm. So it's a very almost bluegrassy sound to it. It's really, really fun. And I really enjoy seeing it, that it is so different. And the nice thing about it is that we can expose people to something a little different that they aren't necessarily used to seeing it that way.
So with the original being very sunny and idealistic, this one... just jettisons a little bit of the idealism, or at least the unrealism.
Well, it lends itself to a darker reading. I mean, if just time-wise and the story they're telling, it's about like a community forming itself and, you know, from the dirt up. And so, yeah, it's a little dirty. The West End production that came to Broadway and then toured also had that same idea. I mean, it's a darker piece. All of Rodgers and Hammerstein stuff are based on like darker, human principles of like understanding and forming identity and stuff. So, I think it lends itself.
And this could have easily went much darker when we had the original Laurie from 1943 at the theater Joan Roberts during our 50th anniversary celebration, she told stories about when she was auditioning for the show with Rodgers and Hammerstein, and said that, you know, her reading that she had for her final audition was a scene from the show, and it there was foul language in it, and it would, she said it definitely was not a family show, and her mother taught her morals that she would never be allowed to say things like that in a show or in public. And so she rewrote the scene, and Richard Rodgers said, you did a really nice job, but you just rewrote that whole scene, and that's not the same. She said, my mother would never allow me to say things like that. And he said, well, it works, and we want you to do this, and we're going to change the whole show to fit around you. And so they did. They rewrote the show to make it, and that's what why it became the family show that it is. And it's thanks to Joan Roberts, and she's an amazing, amazing woman, was here and did Follies for us in 2007.
Well, and you bill yours as a family friendly show, so I assume that in making it dirtier, it's not that kind of dirty.
No, not that kind of dirty at all. It's just that it's rougher. It's more true to maybe what those people would have been living in. Oklahoma wasn't even a state then, you know, how rough their life was and how hard they had to work. And, you know, Lori was running a farm with Judd and Aunt Eller by themselves, and that she wouldn't have been in gingham dresses. She was working on that farm, most definitely, and so was Aunt Eller out on the farm. So that's what we're portraying them as.
Well, since you mentioned Joan Roberts, let's we're going to keep our listeners a little bit more in suspense so we get to hear Matt live in the studio, but you brought a recording of her.
Of her doing People Will Say We're in Love.
Is this one was with the little at the Little Theater?
No, this was original from 1943, yeah.
Wow. Well, here she is with from the original Broadway cast?
Yes.
Of Oklahoma, and the not original Broadway cast, it would be very decrepit if it were, is playing at the Little Theater in the Square in Sullivan, running through July the 10th. You're listening to Live and Local.
Why do they think up stories that link my name with yours?
Why do the neighbors gossip all day behind their doors? It's all right with me.
That's from the original Broadway cast of Oklahoma with Joan Roberts in the role of Laurie Williams. And we're actually looking up to see who was Curly McLean. If I had a phone line available at the moment, we'd say call in and tell. But this came off of iTunes, and we
Guy
didn't
Little
look.
Would, if Guy Little's listening out there, I know he would know this for sure, because he told me a story that this was the first album he ever had. He got it when he was 8 years old, and he wore out listening to it so much, and he fell in love with Joan Roberts then, and got to meet her many years later, and that's how she came to the Little Theater to do Art Follies. Is he went out and got to know her in New York when she was doing Follies on Broadway in New York. In I think 2001 or 2002, and invited her here. She had never been here before, but this was his absolute favorite album and what made him do what he wanted to do in life.
Well, maybe he'll call in, or somebody will call in and tell us who did that, because I sure can't remember. And neither John Stevens, who's executive director for the Little Theater, or Matt Gibson, who's playing the role of Curly there.
We totally are fired for this. Oh, man.
But the Oklahoma is going on at the Little Theater through this coming Sunday. John, why don't you tell us when the shows are?
We play tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, which is sold out, and 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Thursday and Friday at 8 o'clock. 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturday, and close with a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
And you can get tickets by going to thelittletheater.org, or what's the phone
or
number?
Or calling 217-728-7375.
728-7375. Just as an aside, well, actually, before we get to that, we were talking while we were listening to that the style of singing has changed so much in Broadway right now. Matt, you said that it was more operatic, you know, more the traditionally, really classically trained voice, I suppose. What's your vocal training?
Well, we're still classically trained, but it's just the way that we, like, form it now is to try to sound more like your character's speaking voice, whereas this would be, like, a slight departure. All of a sudden, the characters would sound a bit different when they started singing, to go more into that classic operatic form.
Or I wonder if did they speak differently on stage? We usually don't get to hear that.
Well, that's true, too, with microphones on stage. It's a big difference of how you can talk. You can get away with more intimate readings of things as opposed to, you know, screaming to the balcony for everything. So
yeah, they're starting to project a lot more without microphones then.
It's changed the medium a lot, having microphones, actually.
Yeah, I forgot about that element, which is really quite critical. Have you ever done a show anymore without microphones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens a lot, and a lot of times you can like opt out of it depending on the space. Because if you're classically trained, you're trained to sing over the pit, but sometimes it's impossible with the where the orchestra is. Sometimes if they're on stage, it just requires a microphone now. But yeah, for example, last summer I sang without a microphone the whole summer because of the acoustics of this space that you were able to.
And how did your voice feel at the end of that?
Good.
Different?
Better than here.
Really?
We actually just had this first week I had laryngitis while we were doing this. We can't figure out how. I've never had laryngitis during, and I think it's something about we're not sure. Allergens, the corn allergens, I'm not sure.
Was this your first Midwestern visit?
No, I've toured through the Midwest a bunch. I've worked in Missouri, and I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. It's never happened. Like, in the middle of a day, just closed off completely.
But swelled it's
up.
Back now.
It's back. It's mostly back, yeah.
So did you have an understudy?
No.
So what do you do when you have no understudy and you've got laryngitis?
We modified a few things in the show, and everyone, the company is so talented that we were able to like fill out some parts that I usually sing. Everyone sang, and you just act your way through it. You get a steroid shot.
Yeah, that has to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it was not very fun. I'm really looking forward to this week of performances to approach it in full health, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you. We're going to hear Matt Gibson in just a moment in the role of Curly from Oklahoma. But as an interlude, John, why don't you talk a little bit about the children's show that you've got going
on? We have
now.
A fantastic new children's show. We have sometimes it's a hindrance, sometimes it's a helpful thing. When we do our children's shows, they perform on the same set as whatever main stage show is on stage. So when we did Cats, we did a show called You Bug Me, which Cats was set in a train station in our setting. So this worked very well, that the bugs could be living in the train station. Well, Oklahoma, we wanted to do Rapunzel. And Rapunzel, the Princess Rapunzel, doesn't necessarily let it self work so easily with the Oklahoma set. So our resident musical director, Joshua Zucker Ross, and Janie Wallace, who actually plays Lori in Oklahoma, decided to write their own version of Oklahoma where she is a cowgirl and she's trapped in a grain silo. And she's her hair to lasso the bad guys. And it is so fantastic. The music is great for it. The kids walk out of there just really loving the show, and it's hard to explain. It's just so cute.
It's all original music.
Every bit of it. The concept changes a little bit. She has three princes that are courting her that she doesn't want any part of them. She wants to get out of this tower, or this grain silo, and experience the world for herself and be her own woman and learn about things on her own. She doesn't want to rely on these princes to just have all the money and give her what she needs. She wants to work for it for herself. And the show really is very cute. And it did a performance today at 10:30, has another one on Thursday and Friday and Saturday at 10:30.
And this is at the Little Theater Square in Sullivan.
And it's called Rescuing Rapunzel.
Rescuing Rapunzel is the rough riding, rootin' tootin' rascally tale of a country gal trapped in a grain silo waiting to be rescued by a cowboy gentleman. That's what it says on your website.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what it is.
All right. Well, we've stalled long enough. Matt, how's your voice? Ready to go?
I think so.
Yep. All right. We're going to hear from Oklahoma. And this is, we have full orchestra behind you, I think.
Yes.
Yes, there they are.
In some form or another, which I'm looking forward to hear. And I think you'll know this song. It's the first one that's sung in the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Matt, Matt Gibson as Curly McLean here on Live and Local.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their head as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
And oh, what a beautiful song, beautifully sung. Thank you very much, Matt Gibson, as Curly from Oklahoma. With the Phantom Orchestra behind. Now, that's not the sort of orchestra that you're with at the show with banjos. And I'm really curious to hear this.
It's really quite nice, actually, and balances itself. And I was skeptical of it, and my resident musical director, Josh Fazekas Ross, was like, let's try it. And the banjo adds so much to it. It's so fun in some of those kind of romping numbers, Farmer and the Cowman, things like that. It's really, really fun.
There are lines in the score, in the script, that are like, pick that banjo to pieces. And you never actually hear a banjo in some of the original orchestrations. So it makes sense. There's someone mm-hmm. like playing a banjo on stage. So that's what it would be, I guess. I think it works nice. They did a smart job with it.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like fun to me. You want to comment a little bit, John, on some of the other casts? I see you've got some Illinoisans in the cast, including as Aunt Eller.
Aunt Eller is Therese Kincaid, who's been with us for the past couple of years. She's actually a board member at the Little Theater, but she comes from Charleston, and she owns a restaurant in Charleston called What's Cookin' Restaurant, and has been acting for years. But we're so happy to have her with us. She's played a couple of bit parts and things that we've needed, and this is her first big role for us, and she's really doing a fantastic job. She finds the funny in all of the right places, but it's not fake. She's not working to try and ham it up, but it's just kind of a natural progression into the funniness of it and really brings that to life. Our 8 0 Annie, Kelly Meyer, is fantastic in the role. And our Will Parker, Pierce Cassidy, another one, he comes to us from Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. And he is just great in that role as well. He's a fantastic dancer. And he and Kelly just play off each other really well. It's such a fun cast and fun show to watch. And I'm not always one that loves the classics. In fact, I told Traylon that I really like the show, and I don't normally like Oklahoma. Mm. I like this version of it a lot, and I had no problem sitting through it and enjoying myself.
And Traylon is Traylon Doler, who's artistic director and also of the Little Theater, but he's also directing and choreographing.
Yes, and his choreography is pretty fantastic in it. The ballet, which some people don't love the ballet in the show, it kind of comes... It doesn't always fit with the show, and I think it's a strange moment. Yeah, he makes it work really well. It's kind of become the apple dance. We've decided, because we do have these apple trees on stage, and that's kind of what leads the whole thing, this apple falling out of the tree. Mm. And
that's different in ours than most. Originally, it became like a kind of a stop in the action. It's still propelling the plot, like you're learning things about characters in the ballet through dance, but there was dance doubles for the leads for the ballet originally, and we everyone dances their own track for the ballet. It's a company of like people who sing, act, and dance, so
yeah.
It's kind of different, worth traveling to see, maybe a different take on it.
So I gather you have some dance training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
acquired how?
Well I studied at a conservatory. I studied at NYU in the city, and I've been dancing since I've been like 16. Started back in Rhode Island. Yeah, actually, on the tour of Oklahoma, I was a dancer when I covered the two roles, but it was Susan Stroman's choreography as a dancer.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, obviously, we're doing radio, so folks can't tell, but Matt's a tall, lean, dancerly looking fellow. I hadn't really thought
Thank
about
you,
it.
I think.
Dancerly looking, yeah.
Yeah.
He also was recently, like a couple years ago, on Broadway with Patti LuPone in Gypsy, one of the boys in that. So he had a fair amount of dancing to do there.
Yeah, I was a swing, so I covered the character men, who are, you know, bit acting parts, and I also covered all of the dance tracks as well. So 7 men I understudied all of their tracks.
Is that what swing means, to mm-hmm. cover lots of different kinds of things and then
yeah.
play some as well?
Yeah, it's like an understudy, but it's for multiple groups of people as opposed to just standing by for the lead or for one principal character.
So you need to know more than just about anybody else.
Yeah, you're pretty hot commodity there. You're pretty valuable to the company because you can save the show in a variety of ways.
Did you get a chance to save the show?
Yeah, there were nights. I mean, I went on a lot, but I mean, saving the show is kind of a bold statement, but I did.
Well, you're the one that used the term.
But one day I did go on for 2 roles at once, which was, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, I imagine.
So I was, you know, modifying blocking and everything and make really fast changes. It was like a busy show. Basically, like every city that the characters went to, they met me at.
Well, this one sounds like a fun show as well, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. If you want something of a non-traditional approach to it, it's running at the Little Theater through Sunday. You can check their website both for times for that and for the children's musical, which is called Rescuing Rapunzel, with Rapunzel plunked down into the Corn Belt, not only at the Little Theater, but also in its setting. TheLittleTheater.org is the website. And John Stevens, tell us again the phone number.
728-7375.
That is in the 217 area code. And thanks very much, Matt Gibson.
My pleasure.
Plays the role of Curly in the show. It sounds like a lot of fun, and people have a good time hearing you sing and seeing you dance.
Yeah.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new
land. We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. O-K-L-A-H-O-N-A, Oklahoma.
Well, I guess you know the name of that song and the name of the show it comes from. That was a CD that featured Nelson Eddy in the role of Curly McLean. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We've got a few minutes to run down some of the events going on in our listening area. Let me say first that programs today are made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. For more information, visit krannertcenter.com. It's the Traditional Jazz Orchestra going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock. Thistle and Thyme play Celtic music at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. There's an open jam with Hipbone Sam playing blues at Cuckoo's Nest in Springfield. That's at 7:30 tonight. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater continues its performances of the musical Hairspray in a wonderful production that runs Wednesday through Saturday. And then the show is done, 8 o'clock each evening. The Fake McCoys play Celtic and Americana at Celtic Mist Pub in Springfield. That's Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. And Matt and Tom Torino are at the Iron Post in Urbana Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. The Kilbourne Alley Blues Band is at DR Diggers in Champaign Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a sunny afternoon with a high temperature of 85, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high will be about 88 degrees. And then the outlook for Thursday is for a mostly sunny day with a high temperature of around 85. And we're currently at 86 degrees. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com.